We gather round the main gates for a last cigarette before the day's work starts. At 7:30 sharp, the bell rings and it's off to the search house, just beyond the gatehouse. They search us for any matches, pipes, cigarettes, or anything that could cause a fire or explosion. We can have them back at the end of the day. We're given our keys and then it's off to the watch house to get changed. I'm what they call a danger building worker, meaning I work in a dangerous building. That means we have to get changed to special factory clothes. We each have two barrels, one for clean clothes and the other for working clothes. After a day slogging with charcoal and black powder, we can be blacker than coal miners, I can tell you. Our work clothes have no pockets or metal bits. Our special rules booklet tells us we mustn't turn up our trouser bottoms in case we carry grit into a danger building. The forewoman searches the girls for metal hairpins in their changing room. Us danger building workers also have two pairs of special leather safety slippers held together with wooden pegs. One pair, the dirty pair, is for walking from the watch house to our work building. The other pair, the clean pair, are for wearing on the clean floors inside the building. Once we've put the right ones on, it's off to work. At midday, we get a lunch break, not forgetting to put on our dirty slippers as we come out of the buildings, and then it's back to work afterwards. We have to sweep out the danger buildings at the end of the day. Then we have a well-earned bath and get changed back into our own clothes within our working hours. Fair play to the management. We pick up our cigarettes and whatnot from the search house, and at 4:30 the bell rings again, and it's time to head for home.